A survey underlines how much discrimination can bend the lives of LGBTQ people. Their experience has taught many to stay away from doctors. That is one result of a poll from NPR, the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation, and the Harvard T.H. Chan School of Public Health. This survey finds that 18% of Americans in this group, about one out of five, avoid seeing a physician because they expect to be treated differently than others. Here's Valley Public Radio's Ezra David Romero.
The moment right before 20-year-old Alex Galvin told his doctor that he's gay and sexually active felt like a nightmare. He lives in rural Tulare County in California's Central Valley. He wanted to get on PrEP, a CDC-recommended medication that helps prevent HIV.
Sitting in the waiting room was a kind of a, okay, you got this. You're just asking for a medication to help you. He's not going to flip out. And then the moment before was a, oh gosh, here it goes.
Galvin's doctor didn't know about PrEP, and he thought his doctor was going to reject him. But instead, his physician educated himself.
I was kind of scared that he didn't know what it was, but I was also relieved because I let him do most of the research. Yeah. And then I cried a little bit in the car because I had no idea what just happened and everything kind of blurred together.
Pediatrics, this is Dr. Hall's office. How may I help you?
Pediatrician Catherine Hall knows about these concerns all too well. She's been practicing medicine in Tulare County for over a decade, and time again, her patients tell her they're afraid to come out to their doctors. A few years ago, she got so fed up that she surveyed more than 500 nearby doctors, asking them basic questions about being welcoming.
I made the bar very, very low because we just didn't get much education on LGBT health in medical school. That is starting to change.
Around 120 doctors responded to Hall's survey, and most of them said they'd be happy to serve this group. Hall says there are lots of ways doctors can make it clear they are accepting. A little rainbow flag on the door or taking out an ad in a local magazine.
Many of the physicians I know are LGBT friendly, but patients don't know that and are very afraid that they're being judged.
Once you tell them, they want to be able to help.
Nick Vargas leads an LGBT center called The Source in the town of Visalia, about an hour south of Fresno. A few years ago, he moved from the Bay Area to this agricultural region. He says he had to educate his new physician about how to treat a gay man. That led the 40-year-old to want to help others find doctors and get prescriptions like PrEP.
But they have to ask for it, and then they have to learn how to administer it, how to follow up, and that's a process, and it's out of the scope of what they normally do.
Vargas says he now has a great relationship with his doctor, but it took a year for him to get on the drug. Now part of his job at The Source is to refer people to LGBTQ-friendly physicians. People like Alex Galvin, who was so nervous about coming out to his doctor. In fact, Vargas helped Galvin stir up the courage to come out and ask for PrEP. Now Galvin's been on it for almost a year.
It allows me to have fun and go out and enjoy myself.
And more than that, coming out to his doctor is helping him take control of his life and healthcare.
All it takes is that little bit of a jump and that little bit of a push and go, hey, I need this.
Galvin is now encouraging other friends of his in rural Tulare County to actively seek out a doctor who will care for all their health needs. For NPR News, I'm Ezra David Romero in Visalia.